Now, Arthritis Awareness Week is being run by Arthritis Ireland, and it happens the week after next, but there's lots of various events happening all over Ireland and indeed all over Kerry to mark Arthritis Awareness Month. And Tom Barrett, who does Trojan work for the Kerry branch of Arthritis Ireland, put us in touch with a couple of people here in Kerry who have the condition. And when you hear the word arthritis, you probably think to yourself, oh, that's something that only affects old people. But that's not necessarily true, because the first person we spoke to about arthritis and living with arthritis was 15-year-old Matthew from Killorglin. And Matthew and his mum, Claire Cleary Kingston, spoke to me earlier this week about Matthew's experience of having juvenile arthritis. And at the outset, his mum Claire told me a little bit about how arthritis came into Matthew's world.
Okay, so I suppose when Matty was five, he developed heat occurred in his both knees one night when we were actually in West Cork and in my husband's family home. And I said to him, I was reading him a story before bed, and I'd said to him, Matty, your knees feel very hot, are you okay? And he said, I'm absolutely fine, Mum. So that night, in the middle of the night, he woke us up and he was in agony. And we were completely green. We didn't know what was going on.
With pains in the knees.
So I gave him Nurofen. Then I had to get up an hour later and gave him a Calpol. And there was nothing settling him. And I actually ended up sleeping with him, and he was very fitful all night long. I suppose, so the following morning, his both knees and his hips locked. And we went down to the doctor, which was literally down the street in Skibbereen, and we were sent straight to A&E in CUH. I suppose we were very lucky in one sense that Matty's symptoms were so severe, they were able to diagnose him straight away. An awful lot of young children would have pains for a number of years before they'd actually be officially diagnosed.
That might be dismissed as growing pains.
Exactly. Or shin splints. So from that point of view, we were straight away sent to Crumlin, and we were with Dr. Orla Killeen, his rheumatologist in Crumlin.
And he was diagnosed with what?
He was diagnosed with polyarthritis, idiopathic arthritis. So there was no explanation for why it developed.
And he was what, 5 years old?
5 years old.
Yeah, that must have been some shock.
It was a major shock. And I suppose it was just, it threw us into orbit, because we would have had, at the time, we would have had an older son and an older boy and a younger boy. And it just threw us into orbit. We were very lucky in the support that we had from both our families, which became extremely important, because going from Killorglin to Dublin, you know, it wasn't an overnight trip. It was always an overnight trip, I should say, because we couldn't go up and down in one day to Crumlin because of Matty being so sore. We'd have to stop on several times on the way up. I don't know if you remember that, Matty.
Incredibly, yeah.
We would have always incorporated something fun into our road trips. But, and I suppose Matty would have always had a very, very high pain threshold, and an awful lot of children with different ailments, I suppose, like arthritis, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, have a high pain threshold, which isn't a good thing in one sense, because, you know, when Matty would reach a pain threshold of 9, it would be very serious and it would mean hospital.
Yeah.
So Matty was given steroid injections into the knees on several occasions. Botox. Do you remember that, Matty? I used to always joke with him that he'd have the youngest knees in Ireland. And you can imagine my reaction when I heard Botox.
Botox, oh, yeah.
Really?
It does have another purpose.
Yes. I was explaining that to him on the way in. But I suppose we were lucky to get into Crumlin as private patients as quickly as we did. And I suppose we were fast-tracked from CUH because his hips and knees locked at the time. So he was, at the time, he was in a wheelchair for a week, and he was on high dosages of morphine to take away the pain and to remove the inflammation.
God, that, as a parent, that must have been so hard to just watch.
You feel helpless and powerless. And I suppose as a parent who's been through the mill with Matty, you gain a determination that you will do your utmost. As a mother, you will do your utmost and you will go to all ends of the earth to do what you have to do. And we did. We went into alternative medicine. We met Tom. I can't remember, Tom, what year it was, but I would have looked for some resources in Kerry, which was very limited at the time, wasn't it, Tom? Mm. But Tom started up hydrotherapy in the sports complex in Tralee, and Matty and myself used to go on a Friday night. So Matty was only 7 at the time, so he was the only child in with a load of adults, and Matty's focus at the time was to play.
Yeah, of course.
He was asking all of the others, would you like to play with me in the water, when we were supposed to be focused on these aqua aerobics. And now, hydrotherapy was absolutely fantastic. It was
for pain relief.
For pain relief.
Yeah.
And, you know, for mobility. So, you know, when Matty would have his flares, and, you know, the key was always to prevent knees or hips locking. Mm-hmm. Because you've gone too far at that stage. So we used to do physio in the water. And I remember even in the mornings before going to work, I would get Matty into the bath and leave him there for about 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes, and then start on the physio. So the water would loosen up, you know, all of the muscles. And yeah, it was, you know, I say...
Tough going.
It's tough going.
Matt, your mum has told the story so far, but do you remember much of this yourself?
I don't really, but I remember the pain of it, like...
You're how
hard.
Old now, by the way?
6 or 7.
How old now?
All right, I'm 15 now.
You're 15 now, yeah. So we're going back 10 years, yeah. What do you remember of that time?
Road trips up to Dublin, and...
Do you remember being in a wheelchair, for example?
I remember parts of it, yes, but the main thing I remember is the night that, when I was about 5, I was up in West Cork in my dad's family home. I remember waking up in abdominal pain, like, I remember going to my mom and my dad, and my mom going through the night with me.
With this awful pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the car ride up to CUH. I was panned out across the back seat of the car, and dad trying to do his utmost to get me there as quickly as possible. It was a very hard thing to go through.
And not going over potholes.
Yeah.
Which would make it worse.
Yeah.
And Matthew, how did it affect you then as you grew up and you went to primary and secondary school? I mean, could you take part in sport or anything? Or
no, I played football and soccer. I dropped football only a year or two ago, but I tried to keep up as much activity as possible to just help, really, and try and take my mind off.
Yeah, so you're allowed to do sport.
Oh, yeah. Very important. Mobility is extremely important, you know, to keep the joints going.
Okay.
And, you know, the warm-ups would be vital for Matty, you know, doing warm-up exercises in advance of sport. So we'd start that at home before he'd play any match. And I remember being on the side of a pitch. I think we were playing Listowel Celtic at one stage, and I was beside a parent from Listowel, and this parent made a comment on Matty and said, God, look at that boy, isn't he a dinger? And I turned and I said, he is.
He's my boy.
He's a dinger.
So you were so proud.
I was so proud.
Yeah.
I was so proud.
And where do you play on the soccer team, Matt?
I'm centre midfielder.
Centre midfield. And you still play soccer, obviously.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. See, I think people might be surprised to hear that somebody with a condition like that can play sports. So, but it's obviously very important to you.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Okay. And how are you now generally?
I'm good. I'm over and done with it, thankfully.
He's in remission.
Yeah. In remission since when?
Since, I suppose, 3 years, Matty.
Yeah.
So it was at the beginning of the pandemic. Matty came off the methotrexate injections about 3.5 years ago. And then he was on the oral methotrexate tablets. And then we came into the pandemic and we knew that methotrexate was an immunosuppressant drug. And we were very aware that, God forbid, if he got the virus, that it would severely affect him. So we actually had a phone consultation with his rheumatologist, and because he was in remission for so long, it was agreed that he would come off the methotrexate. And to say that it was a huge relief was an understatement. It was absolutely amazing. And I suppose, you know, speaking about the methotrexate injections, we used to give it on a Friday night, so that Matty would be sick on the Saturday and Sunday, so he would need anti-nausea medication. At the time, Matty would have had needle phobia, and it wasn't a particularly nice thing to administer.
Yeah.
On a Friday night. So
yeah. So that's all gone now.
That's all gone. Yeah. Which is,
how does that feel, Matthew?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Brilliant.
And you're going to school where?
DISK in Clarendon.
And what stage of education are you at?
I am in third year.
In third year. So you're leading a relatively completely normal life by the sounds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I suppose, you know, down the line it could come back, or you're hoping it won't?
It could. Please, yeah. God, it won't.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he's been in remission for so long, you know, we're very hopeful that it won't. And I suppose when Matty was put on the methotrexate injections, it was just in so many joints. He had it in the hips, the knees, the ankles, the heels, the ball of the feet and the toes. So in every joint from the waist down. So for him to be in remission now is just
incredible. And Matthew, you know, would people ever ask you, you know, why are you constantly going up to the hospital for these injections and all that, and you'd say the word arthritis, would they be surprised?
Oh, they would, yeah, because I don't think as much young people have it. It's quite a rare thing for young people to have it, I think.
Yeah. So they'd get a land when you'd say that.
Yeah. They wouldn't know what it was like when I told them that was it like.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I suppose because of your mobility now as well, Matty, and because he'd be so active on the pitch, you know, people are nearly shocked, you know, that, gosh, really?
Yeah.
He has arthritis.
And I'd imagine, Claire, that it's pretty rare for someone so young.
It would be.
Yeah.
It would be. And
okay.
I suppose when you go in the doors of a hospital like Crumlin, you come out and you're grateful. You're so grateful for, you know, I suppose we were grateful that, you know, we looked at other children that were so sick. And I suppose with Matty, we were lucky to be able to manage it and know how to manage it. And that was key, learning how to manage it, you know, the physio, the exercises, the, you know, the routine of all of that was very, very important for Matty.
Now, you've been listening to Claire Cleary-Kingston and her son Matthew from Killorglin talking to me earlier about their experience of juvenile arthritis, which Matthew was diagnosed with at the age of 5. Thankfully, he's doing really, really well now. He's in remission, living a very normal life, playing soccer with his friends, doing everything you'd expect a 15-year-old to do. This is all part of our marking of National Arthritis Awareness Month. Now, coming up in part 2 of this feature, we'll be hearing from an older person who was diagnosed with arthritis as well, albeit much later in life, and who went from climbing Carinthuahill to being barely able to climb the stairs in the space of a couple of weeks. But his too is a very heartwarming and uplifting story, and we'll be back with that in just a moment. Now we come to part two of our focus on arthritis. And as I mentioned at the outset, Tom Barrett from the Kerry branch of Arthritis Ireland has done phenomenal work in making sure that every possible new treatment for people with arthritis is available here in Kerry. And later on, before we finish up on this feature, we'll be telling you about an upcoming taster event for people out there who maybe have arthritis and want to find out what these treatments are all about. We'll fill you in on that in a few minutes. But first of all, you're going to meet in a moment a gentleman called Pat Cleary. Pat is from Tralee. He was a very fit and active man, incredibly fit in fact, until he was struck with arthritis. But before you hear from Pat, you'll hear from Tom Barrett, who referred back to our earlier interview with 15-year-old Matty. And Tom gave me a little indication of the extent of juvenile arthritis in Ireland.
Juvenile idiotic arthritis affects between 12 and 1400 children in Ireland. It affects 300,000 in America alone. The incidence is roughly 1 in 10,000 in Ireland, but it's 1 in 1,000 worldwide. And
okay.
The best known personality, I suppose, that suffers from JIA in Ireland would be James Lowe, the Leinster and Irish international rugby player, the New Zealander who plays for Ireland. At 14 and 15, he could not walk with his ankles. They were so bad, he couldn't walk. And now look at him.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's a very inspiring story. I'm going to move on to my next guest now to talk to us, Pat Cleary from Tralee. And Pat, you're very welcome. Tell us your story and your experience of arthritis.
Well, my arthritis came late in life. I was and still am a very active person. From an early age, I was involved in football, hurling, basketball. And after that, I went to mountain running, marathons, every kind of a road race I could travel on, I did. And spent many years orienteering in rough mountains and woods. So it sort of could be kind of self-inflicted, but all through these years, I never had a problem with arthritis until maybe about 10 years ago. If I was coming back after a mountain event, maybe up in Tipperary or somewhere, I found myself getting pains in my hips when I'm driving home, and I'd have to stop the car maybe 4 or 5 times and get out and exercise for a few minutes, you know, to actually get home. But it just got worse and worse, and I stopped going to the higher mountain events, and the further I confined myself to the near ones. But it reached the stage where I couldn't move with my hips, I couldn't move sideways. And I started going to the physio, and she kept me going for, you know, did a lot of work on me, and I managed to stay going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going, even though, you know, it's not like before. When I eventually had to go to a doctor was something that I never wanted to see. But when I had to go to the doctor, they sent me for X-rays. They knew it was arthritis of my hips. And when it was diagnosed, it shattered me. Physically and mentally, I could hardly move with the finding out that I had arthritis. And I was probably about 65 now at this stage.
Oh, why? What was going through your head when you heard it? What was it that worried you so much?
Well, I always suffer from anxiety to some degree. But with this, what was going to happen now? I had arthritis, you know, what can I do? I can hardly move. I found it difficult to walk up the stairs. I held onto the banister and pulled myself up the stairs. This was now from a man who
was super
six
fit.
6 months earlier was running up Carntoul.
Good Lord.
So I think it had an awful mental effect on me. Well, I saw advertised, I think it was on Facebook, a course in Tralee above the college, run by Arthritis Ireland, and it was run by Tom, and I went and attended that course, and it kind of laid out where I could go from there, which really helped me. It kind of, you know, it led me to believe that there is light at the end of the tunnel, even at that age, which was now not too far away from 70.
Yeah.
So I followed up on the information they gave me, you know, going for walks and improve, you know, gradually building up on exercises and the different types of exercises that I could do, which all improved me physically and mentally. He told me about the hydrotherapy classes. I signed up for the hydrotherapy classes and was lucky to be taken on by them. And I found those absolutely brilliant. The warm water, the exercise in the water, which, you know, you could actually do exercises that you couldn't do out of warm water.
And how often a week would you do that,
Pat? That was once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah. Arthritis Ireland ran another course, which was exercise classes, right? Now, I was never a dancer, but involved in these exercise classes, there was a bit of country dancing, line dancing, as well as stretch band exercises. Absolutely brilliant. Great fun. And, you know, I have a new bunch of friends up there. A lot of us are on the elderly side. None as young as you. But a lot of us on the elderly side. But there's no pressure. You're shown the exercises, as you're shown the dances, and you do it to your own ability. And that was the same inside in the hydrotherapy pool. It suits everyone. You do it to the best of your ability, and there's no one forcing you to kind of put yourself out too much. Also, both those exercises got me. I was always a forward man. I could run forward or I could run backwards, but there was none of the sideways stuff. But these exercises, they have you moving sideways.
Okay.
I mean, line dancing, you move sideways. And I started to improve and found myself getting fit. I had a few other health issues, which I got over, thankfully. And I find myself getting fitter and fitter each week that I'm exercising. And I've even gone back to having short, slow mountain run.
Oh, and that must mean the world to you.
Well, it did, actually, yeah. It did, yeah. So, and following up then on the anxiety and things, Arthritis Ireland ran an online course called Beyond the Pain, which, you know, outside of the pain, the way it affects you mentally. And I did an online course with Arthritis Ireland on that, which helped me tremendously. I'm pretty confident, you know, going forward. But the one thing I found about all of this was all the courses and all the exercise classes and things else, that I'm one of the few men that are attending them.
Oh.
So it's women have no problem in going, but I'm sure there are lots of men who have arthritis and are not availing of opportunities like I'm after having.
Okay, so you'd like that message to go out?
I would indeed, yeah. I had previously done aqua aerobics down in the Aquadome, and I was one of two men that were attending with a load of women as well. I'm not saying women shouldn't attend, but yeah, the opportunity is there for men as well, because I'm sure a lot of men are suffering like I was.
Yeah. Tom, do you want to come in on that point, actually? Why don't the men come forward? You must have a theory of your own on this.
I suppose if we could answer that, so we'd have the problem solved. It's just men are very reluctant. Women are a lot more forward and are willing to help themselves. With arthritis, I can't do it for you. Your partner can't do it for you. You must do it for yourself. So until you motivate yourself and say, look, I need to help myself, then it's in your court.
Yeah, exactly. But there's so much available there now in Kerry, it seems, from what Pat was saying.
If they check up our Facebook page, Kerry Arthritis, or Google Kerry Arthritis Ireland, all the information is up there, a massive amount. It's like our slogan for National Arthritis Week is knowledge is everything. You must know about the condition, you must know what's available. Movement is the next best thing. Once you're medically and a treatment plan, then movement is the next best exercise you can do. And it's never too late to start. Never, never too late. And little things make a big difference. Small things here, small things there, and they all add up.
Yeah, and I presume a lot of people would want to know if there's costs for all the classes and that.
They are highly subsidised, and that's probably down to your Churchgate collections, and we're great for the general public for supporting us at our Churchgate, and we subsidise these classes. But arthritis is probably one of the most expensive conditions anybody could have, because you're doing a bit of this, a bit of that. They all help, but there's nothing major, and there's no cure yet for it.
Yeah, okay. Pat, I presume you would like the message to go out there to people who maybe are recently diagnosed, who, like yourself, are a bit anxious and were thinking, well, that's the end of me now, and my activities and everything. But there is light at the end of the tunnel.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, I'm 74 years young now, and, you know, I'm very active. I know I'm in pain sometimes, but I'm still very active. I love to be outdoors. I take my grandchildren walking as much as I can. My daughter has me driven mad for pestering her to take the children away from her.
Like all mothers.
Yeah. So, I do. I try to get out in the hills. Glaunaginty is a
your favourite spot.
Place for me.
Yeah.
Ballyseedy Wood is quite close, you know.
Yeah.
So it's great to be able to get out and do these things, you know.
Yeah. So you know, don't think that a diagnosis of arthritis is the end of the road. You're not going to be...
The very fact that I was told that, you know, that I had arthritis was a shock to my system, even though I should have suspected it, you know, because I had been running up and down the hills and my bones were actually cranking together, you know, on downhill runs before I kind of ground to halt.
Yeah, yeah, you know, okay. Yeah. But look at you now, as they say. Fantastic. Yeah. So, Tom, just a final point. All information about classes and about what's happening for Arthritis Week, all of that is on your Facebook page.
Yeah, it's on the Kerry Branch of Arthritis Ireland Facebook page. Just Google Kerry Arthritis and you should be able to get into the page. But just getting back to Pat's point there, it's very hard to motivate yourself individually, but as part of a group, it's a lot easier to get motivated, and there's a camaraderie there that they all carry each other, and if we can get join a group, it's a lot better than trying to do it on our own.
Yeah, very well said. Well, listen, a huge thank you to all of you for coming in and chatting to us, and you know, they're great stories of hope and very inspiring stories as well for other people out there who maybe had a more recent diagnosis. And Tom, I know you do Trojan work for the Kerry Branch of Arthritis Ireland, so no doubt you'll keep it up. Thanks a million to all of you.
Thank you.